Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you are with us. And I'm going to continue on with health information, education, as it relates to prevention, as it relates to revving up, rejuvenating, and accelerating the immune response as it relates to the C virus, coronavirus, or COVID-19 virus, or just simply the China virus. Okay, I covered some strategies and some methodologies and some preventative as well as curative foods and supplements and other applications of technology that might be helpful in this fight and future fights. And so there was something that I touched on but didn't elaborate, and I want to fully expound on that, is the significant, the crucial and critical role that vitamin D plays, not only in our natural health, but our immunity. And they found, and we're talking about Northwestern University, we're talking about many universities, we're talking about worldwide global research and discovery, that those that were deficient, those that had low amounts of vitamin D in their system, and obviously probably systemic, probably for the most part long-term, chronic. It says here, and again, you can pick through a treasure trove of articles as it relates to this particular story, that vitamin D appears to play a role in COVID-19 mortality rates, meaning it says patients with severe deficiency are twice as likely to experience severe complications, not only complications, but including death. After studying global data from the novel coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, researchers have discovered a strong correlation between vitamin D deficiency and mortality rates. And this particular study was led by Northwestern University, which is a very good school, Big Ten school, Chicago, Illinois, an esteemed academic institution. The research team conducted statistical analysis of data from hospitals and clinics across China, France, Germany, Italy, Iran, South Korea, Spain, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Researchers noted that patients from countries with high COVID-19 mortality rates had much lower levels of vitamin D compared to patients in countries that were not as severely affected. Now, we do know that vitamin D, a huge source, comes from sunlight. And so if you're not getting enough sunlight and you're indoors, yeah, you're trapped indoors. It doesn't matter what the jingles and the commercials and the promos say on TV, alone together, and they put the nice little music on, and they show people doing things on online and in a virtual, you know, togetherness community, but you're alone. Not working for me. That's not your patriotic duty. It is not a wonderful thing to be stuck inside unless it's your choice. Okay, and even then, there are certain food sources that are rich in vitamin D, but it's really important to take advantage of and to capitalize on vitamin D coming from the sun. And again, you don't want to have a sunburn, and you don't, believe me, I understand the consequences of my early years and not having the sunscreen and sunblock and not having foods that were rich in sun protectant. And we can get into that another time too about eating your sunscreen. Suffice it to say that if you get 10-15 minutes of sunlight, in your daily activities, don't go beyond that, you know, unless you have a sunblock or sunscreen on, and you've eaten your sunscreen in terms of those foods that are helpful and beneficial in protecting you against the UV and UVA and B rays. But yeah, there are multiple studies. There's multiple stories. If you just type in vitamin D and coronavirus disparities or vitamin D and coronavirus, and you will come up with many of these stories, whether it's in Neuroscience News, Northwestern University, EDU, Medical Express, Wall Street Journal, and the list goes on and on. Here are the governors, the mayors, mostly Democrats, almost all Democrats, that are saying, you know, shelter in place orders. And the fact of the matter is that indoors, without light, natural light, sunlight, choose and consume those foods that are rich in vitamin D, then you're putting yourself at further risk. Besides your mental health, your spiritual health, so many other aspects to well-being and overall good health. So we now know that Trump was onto something when he's talking about light. And even, you know, as the Bible talks about, you know, shedding light, be the light, shine your light. There's a lot to the fact that we've been given a sun, not just for warmth, not just for growing the crops. And there's so many different things that the sun does for us, but one of those happens to be producing naturally within the body vitamin D. Now, here are some of the foods that contain sufficient, plentiful quantities of vitamin D. And guess what? Most of them are fatty foods. I'll give you the first one, the lead one, salmon. It collects the vitamin D. And how does it collect the vitamin D? Well, it's come from the sun. But it stores in the fat. Are we getting the picture here? Yeah. So vitamin D, the richest source is salmon, because it is a popular fatty fish. So it's a great source of vitamin D. Now, does it make a difference whether it's farm-raised or wild-caught? Yeah, it does. Big time. Tremendous disparity between the amounts of vitamin D in wild-caught salmon versus the farm-raised. We can go into that another time on another day. Herring and sardines. Amazing beneficial properties in these fatty fish. The omega-3 fatty acids contained within salmon, herring, sardines, and there are other good fatty fish. Cod liver oil, if you can stomach it, literally and figuratively, and taking cod liver oil. Canned tuna, very rich also. And here's another one that might be confounding to some, not to me. That's the egg yolk. You know that I believe it's more than 60% of the nutrient value of an egg is in the yolk. Never forsake the yolk. Mother Nature knew better, God knew better, because the yolk contains lecithin. Lecithin's a fat emulsifier. And I eat lots of eggs. And believe it or not, my cholesterol levels, and lots of red meat, my cholesterol levels are tremendously in the healthy range. Quite frankly, my combined cholesterol is 138. My HDL is, I think, 70-something. So my LDL is very low. Triglycerides, very low. I know that by consuming high cholesterol-rich foods has no impact on my system. If anything, it has a beneficial effect on my cardiovascular system. So yes, egg yolks, again, that fat is storing the vitamin D. Mushrooms, I didn't know that. Also, fortified foods. Now, when we say fortified, I mean fortified foods, meaning that you have to add to or add back to those food sources so that you get the vitamin D, or it could be other minerals, other vitamins, whatever it is that is being fortified. And you see that many, many times. You see that often in grains, even though they can be whole wheat, whole grains, 100% whole grains, stone ground. Typically, there are at least in part some of those vitamins and minerals that have been fortified, meaning they've been added to that particular bread or various other grains, whole grains, and certainly those processed grains, which you want to kind of avoid, if at all possible. And in many instances, there's plenty of variety offered that you can always go with 100% whole grains. So beyond the breads and the grains, you have cow's milk, you have soy milk, that it may contain some, especially if you are drinking and consuming full fat, and I do, whether it's milk, whether it's yogurts, cream cheese, cottage cheese. And the key here is that it leads from naturally contained rich sources of vitamin D, but also other vitamins and minerals. It is stored in the fat. You take out the fat, and yes, you can say, well, if it's fortified, then you don't have to worry. Well, then again, sometimes you have to wonder, what are those sources of fortification? And sometimes it's synthetically derived. It's not something that's assimilated and utilized in the same way as a natural derived source. Orange juice, the various grain cereals, oatmeal. Now, vitamin D is necessary for proper absorption of calcium, which plays a key role in maintaining bone health and in skeletal integrity. Getting enough vitamin D and calcium is crucial in maintaining bone health and protecting against disorders such as osteoporosis, a condition characterized by weak and brittle bones. Children and adults, at least according to the FDA, the AMA, you know, the medical czars, we need approximately 600 international units of vitamin D per day, and it can come from a combination of food sources and sunlight. Meanwhile, adults over 70, they say, should aim for 800 international units. And again, if you go higher than that, if it's from a natural source, if it's from sunlight, no problem. But again, the synthetically derived supplements, you really need to weigh how much of that you'll want to consume. Now, here is from health.gov. And again, when you look at some of the, when you want to look up scientific percentages and food ratings and performances, the government does work with many top of the line, you know, top tier universities. You know, whether it's Tufts University, John Hopkins, you know, there's Rutgers University, NYU. There's a lot of schools that have nutrition departments and laboratories, and they analyze the constituent elements within those foods. So here, according to the government's analysis tables, salmon is the top source. So you have salmon, trout, swordfish, fish oil coming from cod's liver, whitefish, mackerel, tuna, halibut, herring, sardines, rockfish, even tilapia, flounder. And again, I know a lot of tilapia is farm-raised. And I did talk about the fact that there's a huge divide, you know, massive differentiation between the farm-raised salmon and the wild-caught. So again, you really want to steer towards wild-caught rather than farm-raised. You know, factory farms, as it relates to fish as well as poultry, and other animals versus, like, say, pasture-raised and free-range, a lot of difference in terms of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and just overall nutrition that's yielded from those sources. And I mentioned yogurt, milk, soy milk, grains, fortified grains, orange juice, almond milk as well, and eggs. So there are a lot of nutritional tables and nutritional analysis that is readily available, and you can also do your own search for that. But I just wanted to cover the fact that vitamin D, sunshine, sunlight, food sources that are rich in vitamin D, primarily contained in the fat of those particular animals and food sources, it's very possible that you could protect yourself. And again, it all goes back to immunity. What are the foods? What are the best ways to boost the immune response? And I did allude to the fact that when you have high probiotic, high good bacteria foods in your daily consumption, that plays a critical role. And yogurt is certainly one of those that I would highly recommend. And again, full fat yogurt. And when people think about fat within dairy, they're thinking, oh my gosh, it's number one, it's not harmful at all. It's actually beneficial, rather. And moreover, we use the example of milk, and you say, oh, whole milk, that's full fat. Well, it's only 4% of the 100% total. 87% of milk is water. which is hydration. And so if it's only 4% of the 100%, and then low fat is 2%, and non-fat is 0, it's just enough fat to help you when you're worrying about fat making you fat. It's not the fat that makes you fat. It's the processed grains. And it's the fact that how quickly are those foods being broken down, or if not even broken down, being delivered into your into fat storage as well as energy sources, you know, glycogen, you know, the storing of that energy, that food matter. And we find that if you take out the fat from dairy, and then you have a certain sugar content, the lactase, you're much more likely that going to accelerate in a very expeditious way the fat storage, because you have nothing to slow it down except for the amino acids. But if you have that 4% of natural fat, it will more slowly absorb and be utilized, which means it'll store as an energy source rather than in fat storage. Consequently, you'll have less weight gain because of you'll have less fat and fat storage. So these are just some things to think about when you are wanting to choose the right foods for the right reasons and for optimum health.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Okay, I want to continue on with the powerful benefits, a miracle from the Creator God, and that's sunlight, UV light, small dosages, of course, but ways to create vitamin D right there in your skin. And so I wanted to elaborate a little bit further about the functionality and some certain specifics. Sun is one of the most beneficial sources of vitamin D for the human body. Several factors affect how much vitamin D a person's body can make from exposure to the sun, such as the time of day, geographical location, skin complexion or color, and wearing sunscreen. Vitamin D is essential nutrient for the body. The body needs vitamin D to absorb calcium, which I mentioned earlier. Vitamin D also plays a role in bone growth, bone healing, and immune system function. The body needs a steady source of vitamin D for many different bodily processes. The sun is our best natural source of vitamin D. Spending even a short amount of time in the sun can provide the body with all of the vitamin D it needs for the day. According to the Vitamin D Council, this could be 15 minutes for a person with lighter skin, a couple of hours for a person with dark skin, And if you notice, beyond the elderly, beyond people that are immune compromised, those that have complications as it relates to other health conditions, ailments, diseases, it is harshly affecting people of color. And of course, we now realize that vitamin D deficiencies are rampant. And if those of color, it takes so much longer naturally for the body to produce and absorb the vitamin D. And those of color in many minority communities may be somewhat nutrient deficient as it relates to improper diet. So these are all factors that go beyond just, oh, there's a COVID-19, a China virus, and it's going to tap and, you know, knock on your door and kill you. Not so much for most people. Very few foods contain significant amounts of vitamin D, so people can ensure they get enough of the vitamin by scheduling regular times outdoors. And what does our government and the medical czars tell you? Say indoors. Shelter within. Shelter alone together. Yeah, that's lovely. It's wonderful. It's a nice little gimmick catchphrase. Nice jingle. I'll do without it. When the sun's ultraviolet B, UVB rays hit a person's skin, processes inside the tissue start making vitamin D for the body to use. It is essential to remember, however, that too much sun exposure can burn the skin, potentially lead to skin cancer, and I know a little bit about that on a personal level. Vitamin D helps the body to absorb calcium, which is one of the main building blocks of bone. The body also needs vitamin D to keep the nerves, muscles, and immune system working properly. Many factors affect how much vitamin D a person gets from the sun, such as the time of day. The skin produces more vitamin D when the sun during the middle of the day. The time is at its highest point in the sky. The more skin a person exposes, the more vitamin D the body will make. Skin color. Pale skin makes vitamin D more quickly than darker. Wearing sunscreen limits the body's ability to make vitamin D. However, spending time in the sun without sunscreen can cause sunburn and contribute to a development of skin cancer. The body cannot make vitamin D when exposed to the sun's rays through a window, as the glass blocks the sun's UVB rays. Some people's skin is less able to make vitamin D than others. Others may not be able to adequately release vitamin D into the blood circulation from fat cells. Also, certain individuals may not activate vitamin D to a usable state. These people may find themselves at risk of vitamin D deficiency, including older people, people with darker skin, people who are obese, people with kidney and liver disease. And within this article that comes from Medical News Today, I just want to reiterate that they also concur that there are certain food sources, and this came from the University of Florida, based on their studies of foods containing the highest amounts of vitamin D. And we go back to the number one leader on the board, salmon, canned tuna, sardines, fortified milk, yogurt, orange juice, breakfast cereals and grains, and eggs. So that's pretty universal. But again, it's having that fat is where the vitamin D is contained, and being able to release that, and also having the fat in our system, in our foods, to absorb it more properly. So again, the Creator God, Mother Nature, provided us with the most natural and the most plentiful source to be able to produce vitamin D, and that's from the sun, which is a gift from God, and it shines brightly on us. As we use it in moderation, and we use it, you know, prudently, you know, certainly wisely, it can be our friend rather than our foe. Now, here's something interesting, and this came when I just did a search for sunlight and vitamin D. When the skin is exposed to sunlight, it makes vitamin D from cholesterol. Remember we were talking about that healthy cholesterol, HDL, is a good thing, and that don't worry about cholesterol in foods. Now, if your liver is overproducing cholesterol, and if the cholesterol mixes with a lot of gunk in the system, and things are not free-flowing, meaning keeping hydrated, good fats that keep things moving, then it can become a plaque in the arteries. So when your skin is exposed to sunlight, it makes vitamin D from cholesterol. The sun's ultraviolet B, UVB rays, hit cholesterol in the skin cells, providing the energy for vitamin D synthesis to occur. Vitamin D has many roles in the body, which we talked about, but it's important to maintain a healthy and vigorous immune system and response. So it's a natural form of defense and also does so much for good bone health. We got to make sure we're getting enough vitamin D, and we got to get outdoors. And the government and the medical czars were wrong, keeping us shut in, keeping us in lockdown, and sheltering alone together. Yeah, that's a wonderful expression you hear over and over again. And it's a jingle that doesn't register with me. So we're going to move on to some other health-related strategies and defenses for not only the coronavirus, but also for flus and other viruses and other infections and other diseases. Natural defense shield, our natural immunity, and the boosting thereof. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Here is a sneak peek, a preview of next week's show as we continue our nutritional discussion and discourse as it relates to preventative health and healing modalities, strategies, supplements, and food is your best medicine. So here is the preview. There's been a lot of talk about quinine, tonic water, and the readings that I've done so far, of course, almost every source is trying to debunk it. I thought that even though the New York Post was doing somewhat of a debunking, the headline in the New York Post was, sorry, but the quinine in tonic water can't protect you from the coronavirus. But they did have a lot of interesting facts and figures in here that, you know, I think are helpful, useful. I'm not going to allow a newspaper publication, even though it's owned by, you know, Murdoch and Fox, I'm not going to, just like with hydroxychloroquine, I didn't buy into, you know, the media's presentation and presumptions, make up my own mind. And I always encourage you, the listener, do the same. So here is what the New York Post had to say. It said, here's how the rumor started. The cocktail mainstay contains small amounts of quinine, a tree bark extract that has medicinal properties. It's been used to treat malaria and restless leg syndrome. Quinine's been in the news because a drug chemically related to hydroxychloroquine, a cousin, if you will, is being used in clinical trials and prescribed in Europe as a potential treatment for coronavirus. So naturally, people are stocking up on tonic water. The jury's still out whether or not hydroxychloroquine works against COVID-19. Historically, tonic water used to have more quinine. When sailors invented the gin and tonic in the early 1800s, they did so because adding gin to their bitter medicinal tonic, a mix of quinine and water, made it more palatable. But the quinine in tonic water today is a minuscule amount. And the drug they are looking for, and the drug that they are looking at, hydroxychloroquine, is not quinine. It's a cousin. In the same family, but not the same. The thought, though, is it affects immune function and may help your body fight off viruses. So basically, if you have the coronavirus, chugging tonic water won't do much beyond helping you keep hydrated. I say you don't have to have a single element as reliance or an insurance policy. But if you like drinking tonic water and it has the quinine in it, even though it's in smaller amounts, by all means, go for it. It's not going to hurt. It does come from a natural source. Hey, by the way, you're going to be keeping yourself hydrated, which is always a good thing. So I'm looking at Live Science, their article as it relates to quinine. And they also discuss the fact that, you know, quinine is a cousin to hydroxychloroquine. And the fact that quinine is still used as an anti-malaria drug. There is, you know, science that backs the fact that it could play a role. And if you like drinking tonic water, I mean, I say go for it. And, you know, but don't just rely exclusively or solely on quinine and tonic water.